Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Queens. Welcome to Your Destiny, Your Best Show. Host Arnista Thomas of Neat Books for You. Our purposes are to maximize your potential and ability to achieve your destiny, your best through Jesus Christ. These episodes that we've been talking about comes from Get Through, Going Through Life book, which deals with me wearing the whole armor of God. This book illustrates women like Bella, you and I are beloved by God. He loves us despite our helplessness. These are the topics that we presented through the episode, beginning with episode one, which was helplessness. And we will mention each one of the episodes. However, Get Through Going Life book illustrates women like Bella, you and I are beloved by God. He loves our helplessness, learning to feel hopeful, which was episode two, tightening loose obstacles, which has to do with life issues. Then God still loves us as we continue to grow. We are growing in the heart of righteousness, which we're talking about the shield of faith. We are learning how to continue to stand firm. We talked about the assurance of hope, knowing God's word for our lives. And last week, we talked about being strategically strapped. This is wearing the armor of God, and the strategically strapped is the word of God. Today, we will now focus on the final episode 10 out of Get Through, Going Through Life book, It's Praying Time. This phrase is the overall theme of chapter 9 when we talk about victory driven through prayer. And this lesson comes out of Ephesians 6, chapter 18th verse. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your continued blessings and you waking us up this morning to see your beautiful day, oh God. We praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, we thank you for this opportunity to come again on broadcast radio, Your Destiny, Your Best Show. Father, you direct our path today. Let there be clarity in the word that's spoken today. Your power and your glory reign today. We bless you, we honor you, bless all our listeners today, tomorrow, the next day, and the days after that. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, just to reiterate our topic today, it's praying time. This is the last lesson regarding our armor, weapons of warfare. And what Paul is telling us today is that in order for our weapons of warfare, which are six, the five are defensive weapons. The last one, when we talked about the word of God, that's offensive. Therefore, we talked about six pieces of war weapons for warfare, that we are encouraged as believers in Christ Jesus to use the tools, the weapons that are available for us because of life issues. We talked about the life issues dealing with the coronavirus. We focus on the issues that Bella and so many of us like Bella have experienced, the impact, the side effect, the physical side effect of the coronavirus, and the economic impact of unemployment, the ability to pay bills, all of those things we talked about. And these are reasons why we need to take up or put on the weapons of warfare that God has made available to us. Therefore, in this lesson today, the scripture says, Ephesians 6 chapter 18th verse says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. He was speaking to the church. In speaking to the church, he's letting the church know, we're the church, letting the church know that we have to pray. We get the victory in our situations in wearing the weapons of warfare. We get the victory through prayer. And therefore, wearing the whole armor of God is of little to no power without prayer. So as we talk about the power of prayer, and as we think about the scripture that we just read, Ephesians 6:18, and I'm going to read it one time again. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always means that when we pray, and this is part of the commentary that I'm studying from, as we pray, we are to pray and rejoice in hope, praying always with all prayer and supplication, rejoicing in hope as we pray, patience in tribulation, what we're going through, what we see that's happening on the news, TV. It says to be patient in tribulation. It says that continuing steadfastly in prayer. Therefore, we don't give up. A supporting scripture comes out of Philippians 4th chapter and the 6th verse. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, making our request known to God with thanksgiving. Amen. Another scripture says, it says in the same scripture when we talk about in the Spirit, which is part of Ephesians 6:18, when it says being watchful to this end, with all supplication, Amen. Praying always, always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit. In the Spirit, we focus on being submissive, as to the will of God. So what we're praying for, we're being submissive. What we're praying for, we know it's the word of God. We're lining up with the word of God, being submissive. I can give you an example. This particular man that you want, right? Because this lesson is for queens, women. Therefore, if this particular man that you want, he's married to somebody else, that does not, we can't pray to have that woman's husband. We can't pray that he leave his wife, because that's not the will of God. The scripture talks about one should not commit adultery, one should not commit fornication. He will be committing adultery because he's married, and if you're single, you're committing fornication. It's not your husband. Therefore, when we pray, our prayers have to line up with the word of God. And to ensure that our prayers line up with the word of God, we have to search the Bible out. We can search it out. We said this once before through Google. If you have a study Bible, you can always go to the back and look it up. However, when we pray, we have to be our spirit. When we pray, we have to be submissive, and we must pray the will of God. And if we're not praying the will of God, if we're praying for somebody else's husband, that's out of God's will. And we can't expect God to honor that. He doesn't honor that. If you wind up with that woman's husband, that's not from God, because that's in disobedience. That is from Satan himself, because it's sin. Therefore, another supporting scripture likewise so helps us in our weakness. So if you're too weak, if you've kind of been in that situation for a while, then you feel as though you're too weak, then you got to get pumped up with the word of God. And then you would, in a safe way, you need to separate yourself from that addiction of somebody else's husband. Okay? The word also says, we read about being watchful. It says being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So this is for believers. So it says being watchful. We are focusing on, it says focus on the manner of watch and pray. We have to be watchful. We have to watch like Nehemiah did when they was building the wall. They watched, they fought, and they prayed. So we have to be watchful. Pay attention to what we're doing. It says less. If we're not careful, if we're not watching, if we're not praying, then it's easy to enter into temptation and sin. We always pray for increase of spirit living in us. We continue to meditate on the word. We have to do this because the flesh is weak. We have to build the flesh up, we have to build our spirit up. Okay, we have to build our spirit, which belongs to God. We have to build our spirit with the word of God. We build our spirit as we pray. We build our spirit as we study and meditate on the word. It's important that we build our spirit so that we won't become weak and subjected to the flesh. The flesh is enticed by what looks good and what feels good, okay? And the flesh, when we think about the flesh, physically, we have to nourish our body or with water and food, or we will die. Just like the spirit. If we don't nourish our spirit with the word of God and in prayer and those things I've already said, then guess what? Our spirit dies. Our spirit doesn't grow in Christ. We're not reaching our destiny place. Our destiny place is to operate in ways that pleases God. We want to be able to grow. We want to be able to grow and build a close relationship with the Lord. So that's the scripture that supports this lesson. So if we tend to our desire to have the victory when we pray over our situations, that's the purpose, is that we must always pray, continue to pray. And we pray God's specific word for the specific issues that we're having. And we grow in that too. Again, it's about reading and meditating on the word. Now, sometimes we have fear and doubt sets in. It sets in because of the magnitude of the situation. It may be a challenge that has persisted for a long time. So it's easier to believe what we see or feel rather than what we don't see and don't feel. It's easier to believe what we see or what we feel. Okay? It's difficult to walk by faith and not by sight. In order to turn that situation around, the word also, Jesus also said, and it's a metaphor, but it's to let us know the power in our faith, the power in our belief. This comes from Matthew 17, chapter 20th, 21st verses. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith, a mustard seed. Has anybody ever seen a mustard seed? It's very tiny. It's very tiny. God is saying to us today, if you have faith, as a mustard seed, that's how we start out. But you know that mustard seed grows. So we want to be like that mustard seed. We'll start out with a little faith, very tiny faith, small like a mustard seed. You can't hardly see the seed because it's so tiny. But the lesson here is that it grows into the biggest tree. Then his word says, you will say to this mountain, something that in the natural world, when it says to say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. His word says, nothing will be impossible for you. However, what he also says this is the situation where the disciples were trying to cast out a demon, and they were unsuccessful. So they approached their teacher, which was Jesus, to ask them, well, how come they weren't able to cast it out? And it was because of their unbelief. The same lesson applies for us. It's a metaphor when we talk about the mountain. So we're talking about the life situations and issues. In this lesson, when Jesus was explaining this to them, he also said to them, however, this kind of situation does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So we haven't talked much of anything about fasting, but this is the word in Matthew 17, chapter 20 through the 21st verse. It says, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. But the thing that I love about this is of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. We don't want to stay there. We want to grow where we grow into a tree of faith, bigger faith, stronger faith. Then he says, but to have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, we will say to our circumstances and situations, okay, get thee behind me, Satan. You have no power, you have no authority in my house, in my family, with my children. We can speak God's word, and he says, nothing will be impossible for you. Amen. So when we talk about doubt and fear, to overcome doubt and fear, we have to read and study the word, meditate on the word, ask for increase in our faith. Help me, Lord. Help me to be consistent in reading your word. Help me to grow more consistent in praying and meditating on your word. Amen. So these are the what's available for us. These things are available for us. If there's guilt because of what you're going through, sometimes because of decisions we made, or sometimes because of the circumstances that we're living in, oh Lord, then sometimes we feel as though we're not worthy. We feel as though we cause all these problems on ourselves. Well, whether regardless, whether we were the corporate and we yield to the temptation out of knowingly or unknowingly, God is still on our side. You have to believe that you are worthy. Ask for forgiveness. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to help you get through this situation. And then become more committed. Become more committed to reading or hearing his word, so that we will be able to stand in the midst of our adversities, and so that we will have the hope and believe the assurance that Jesus loves us, because he does. And that's why only begotten Son, the Lord, our God, the Father, sent himself, really, Jesus. He sent three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He sent himself, his son, Jesus, as a living sacrifice, because he loves us. He loves you and he loves me. Therefore, you are worthy. You are worthy today. The Lord loves you. You are special today. He created you in his image and in his likeness. We are a sinful nature because we were born into sin. We were born into a world of sin. through Adam and Eve. Therefore, we have a Savior who loves us. Just ask him to forgive you, and you are forgiven. You are forgiven. And he will help you, because that's what he does. He desires all to be saved and none to be lost. Therefore, this lesson today, important is, I wanted to, because it talks about the victory which is driven through prayer. And we want to pray. And the importance of prayer is so important that we pray. And there are scriptures as we continue to talk about praying and prayer. It says, Jesus, this comes out of Mark 14, chapter 37 through the 30, and it was getting near that time when Jesus knew that it was his time. It was his time. Time was nearing for him to be arrested. And we know the story behind that, where it was time for him to die on the cross. Leading up to that, his death on the cross for God. So he was committed to his assignment. He was praying, and he asked his closest disciples pray with him. And when Jesus came and found them sleeping, he said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray. Again, this is where we talked about the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. This is the bottom line when we talk about that situation in the garden. Jesus' purposes are, he wanted his closest disciple, him, with their presence and with their prayers. It went on further to, for us to get an understanding, is that we all need an inner circle. That'll be for later. But Jesus asked his disciples to watch and pray with him for 1 hour. So now we're talking about the importance of prayer. Here's another situation. It came to pass as he was praying. This is the model prayer now. This comes out of Luke 11th chapter, 1st through the 4th verses. When the disciples asked Jesus, they said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, and this is coming out of the New King James Version. Or, yes, it is coming out of the New King James Version. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and do not, hallelujah, the Lord, let us not, oh God, be led into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So in this Lord's Prayer, it illustrates the variety of requests in this prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins. Deliver us from the evil one. See the different requests in this one prayer? And when we pray to God, we are to display a humble attitude during prayer. when we pray, we're not just praying for one person. We're not just praying for ourselves. When we pray for the needs of the community. It's all about prayer and why we should pray. It says we ought to pray first all. Therefore, I exalt first all of all that we pray. Supplications, crying out, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority. We have to pray for in the president, the White House. Hallelujah. We see things are out of order in the White House. So we bind up that spirit of what we can classify as worldliness. We bind up the spirit of worldliness. Right now, we're going to take a little time to pray. We're going to pray. It says, the spirit of the world, according to the prince of the, which is Satan himself, his demon powers, the fallen angels, working in children of disobedience, working through people, working through the White House, working through the administration, the Trump administration. Evilness, and this evilness of disobedience, it could be summed up in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling desires of the mind, moral carelessness, a desire for fame, power, and riches. Those are some of the things under the spirit of the world. There's another one here that talks about another spirit. Here it is, the spirit of error, unsubmissive, false doctrine, unteachable, servant of corruption, contention, defensive, someone that is argumentative. The spirit of haughtiness, arrogance, pride, scornful, strife, self-deception, self-righteousness, rebellion, rejection of God. And there was another one that, let me see if I can put my hands on that one. It was another one that is also deals with the mind and deception, untruthfulness, fantasies, speaking those things that are not of God, that are not of God, seducing spirits, which is hypocritical lies, conscious attractions to fascinations, wandering from the truth, mental illness, bipolar. We also have the spirit of bondage, addictions, fears, compulsive behaviors, servant of corruption, the spirit of nightmares, phobias, anxiety, excessive anxiety, worry, because we're going to have some anxiety, but we need to be mindful because the word says be anxious for nothing, okay? Worry, stress, heart attack, compulsive sin. We have the spirit of infirmity, which is sickness and illness, diseases. Spirit of lying, deception, flattery, slander. Then some of it may not seem as serious when we, but it's still the spirit of laziness. Maybe there are some of us who don't want to work. Looting,
stealing what's not ours won't work. Laziness, some of it is dropping out of school. Simple as lack of ambition, spirit of laziness. So there's a reason to pray because so much is going on around us, oh God. Heavenly Father, we continue to come before you because you are the Lord of Lords and you are the King of Kings, oh God. You are all knowing. Nothing is hidden from you, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for being the God of all knowing. We thank you for being the God of love, the God of peace, the one who cares about us and loves us, the one who sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to as a baby here on earth, and he grew into a man, and he served his purpose, oh God. He gave his life. He was sinless. He gave his life for us that we should live and not die, so that we could be reconnected back to you, restored to that relationship that you had, oh God, in the beginning with Adam and Eve, oh God. Hallelujah. So we just praise you. We thank you. We magnify you. We honor you. We exalt you, oh God. Father, there's so much going on in the world, oh God. Hallelujah. Where Satan is operating through children of man, operating through, oh God, those who are unaware, those who lack an understanding, those who may not even care, oh Father God, those who may feel there's no way of turning back. Maybe they feel as though they're in it and now they are silent, oh God. But you know the hearts of your people, oh God. Your desire is all to be saved and none to be lost in your Son Jesus' name. All of us, your elect, because salvation is a gift from you. All of us have fallen short, oh God, of your word, of your commandments, oh God. But we're praying those that don't know you come to themselves, oh God. Come to themselves in knowing who you are, oh Father God. So Father, as they come to themselves, oh God, hallelujah. We still have to your word today. We as a group of people in Christ, we have been made free through the blood of the Lamb, oh God. Every person has been made free through the blood of the Lamb, but those unsaved, oh God, have not accepted the finished work of Christ. Hallelujah. So forgive us, oh God, for the wrongdoing in our nation, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for falling short of the things that you have commanded us to do, oh God. Have mercy as a nation, as a country, oh God. Deliver us from the hands of Satan, because Satan, oh Father God, is the corporate that works through men and women. Satan is the one, oh Father God, that is deceitful and full of deception and has misled your people, oh God. So we bind up, we bind the work of Satan right now, the work, hallelujah, we bind up all the evilness and the corruption, the schemes and the lies in your Son Jesus. Now you said what we bind on earth, you will bind in heaven. And what you loose in heaven, you will loose on earth. And you said we have not because we ask. You said we are to cast all our cares on you because you care, oh God. Your word says nothing is too hard or impossible for you. You desire that we prosper in good health as our soul prosper. You said, hallelujah, David wrote that he never seen the righteous forsaken or your seed begging for bread, oh God. So, Father, we're speaking your word. We're speaking your word. Deliver us, oh God, from the pestilence of the coronavirus and the side effects, oh God. Deliver us today, oh God. Deliver us today, oh God. Have mercy upon our nation today. Have mercy upon our country today. Have mercy upon the people that are laying up in the hospital sick. Have mercy, oh God. All healing comes from you. Hallelujah. You are the one that heals. So we seek healing today for those laying up in the hospital that are sick, that are on the ventilator, so Father God, that are experiencing the side effects from the coronavirus, so God, who are tormented emotionally, mentally, oh Father God. We pray for every woman, every man, every girl, every boy, every baby, oh Father God, every toddler, oh Father God. Hallelujah. Every adolescent, every youth, every young person, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak restoration and healing in the body, in the mind, right now, in your Son Jesus' name. Oh God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We know how it looks. You said the battle is not ours, it belongs to you. So we are casting all our problems, all our heartaches, all our pain, all our sickness, all our diseases on you, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh God. You said you hear the cries of the righteous. We thank you for all the praying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the preachers, all the ministers of the gospel, the apostles, oh God, the bishops, of every woman or man, oh God, that is teaching and spreading your word of the gospel. We speak life today and not death in America. Be with those that are mourning, that have already lost loved ones, oh God. Be with them. Lift up their spirits. Hallelujah. Lift up that burden of heaviness, that burden of bitterness is good there. Unforgiving spirits, lift them up, oh God. Lift them up. Give them, replace it, oh God. Let them have sweet sleep in your Son Jesus' name, oh God. Let them trust you to mend their broken hearts, oh God. Allow you to do your work in them, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. And Father, the only thing that we have, oh God, for those who have died in Christ, they are just asleep. And those that are in Christ, oh God, and those who have died in Christ, your word says that we shall see them again. We are not a group of people without hope. Hallelujah. We thank you. We wear your helmet of salvation. We have hope and assurance in the teachings of Christ and in the power of your word, oh God. So we just thank you that you are more than enough. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we continue to bind up those things, the evilness that is not of you. We bind up that antichrist right now in Jesus' name, and we release your salvation, oh God. We release your joy, your peace, your safetiness, oh God. We lose justice and love, oh Father God, where we care about one another. We are our brother's keeper in your Son Jesus' name, oh God. We lose the money, the resources flow, Father God, so people can pay their bills, oh God, have a place to stay, oh God. Hallelujah. We bind up every foreclosure, every eviction notice in the name of Jesus, and we lose shelter. We lose money, we lose resources, oh God. We lose love, oh God. We lose a residence where people have a place to stay. They don't feel free from worry. They will not be put out of their houses. Oh God, do your thing, oh Lord. You know how to do it. You can do it better than we can say it. We thank you for Jesus, the great intercessor that is uttering, hallelujah, our prayer request, making it be known unto you, oh God, those things that we have missed, oh God.
He is bringing it before you, O Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We pray for the children. We pray, O God, for your people. Hallelujah. We pray for our school systems, our local government, our state government, in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for good leadership. We're going to speak it. We thank you for godly leadership in your son Jesus' name. We in our government, our officials, they have your heart, oh God, hallelujah. You change the heart of the wicked kings, so you change the heart of the wicked leaders that are before us today. We pray for every country. Meet them at their need. We pray for peace in Jerusalem and all over the land. God, you show yourself mighty because we need you. We need you. We can't do nothing without you. We thank you that you love us. And your word is yea. Your word is amen. Your word is powerful. Your word is effective. It shall not return into you void, but it shall accomplish the things that you have sent it to do, and that thing shall prosper. None like you in all the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. Anything that was submitted that should have been prayed for, hallelujah, you presented to our Father. Presented to him for us, Jesus. And we thank you. Anything that was prayed that was crooked, Lord, straighten it out for us. Help us, oh God. Let us operate in humility and in love. Let us be peacemakers. Peacemakers. Hallelujah. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. We lift you up, oh God. None like you in all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. The name that's above all names. Amen. 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 We thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you today. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We thank you for answered prayers, oh God. We give you all the glory. We thank you. We have patience. You show us how to persevere. We give us wisdom. Give us knowledge so we make great decisions. Great decisions for our families, for our children. Great decisions on our places of worship, oh God. Great decisions that are pleasing unto you. No lack in our house. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, this is the 10th episode. So this concludes Going Through Life book. We went through all the chapters. We didn't do the final one. The final chapter is more like a activity. And that's something that it needs to be done on a personal level. We thank God for this opportunity to have what we're going to do for, I'm going to say, the next 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to take a look at what we've done to see the areas for improvement. A couple of things I can say is that from this study, I've studied more as this book was presented, the different chapters. I've studied more, and I've actually learned a lot. I learned more. So our growth in Christ is no limit on it. And as a result, I'm going to rewrite the Get Through Going Through book. I'm going to rewrite the book. Also, God has given me a script for a film, and it will be entitled, I'm not changing the title, just adding, it will still be Get Through, Going Through Life. After that, we're going to call it Secrets.
secret. And I believe you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Therefore, like I said, I won't be broadcasting for the next 2 or 3 weeks unless God lays something on my heart. I will be sending out the different episodes and looking at enhancing the broadcast. If you have any ideas, anything that you would like to see, again, you can always send me an email at Arnetta, A-R-N-E-T, like Thomas, H-N-E-A-T, books, B-O-O-K-S, the number 4, the letter U, .com. I really hope that you got something out of today. As always, I do, and I'm believing you too. And until we meet again through Blog Talk Radio, you be continually blessed going out and you're coming in. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Be blessed, you and your family, and be safe. Bye-bye.